It is iRadio in the afternoon. Scamming scumbags. Those phone calls that you get, they look like Irish numbers, mobile numbers, landline numbers. You answer the phone and then they say, "This is Amazon, you're going to be charged an extortionate amount. Press 1 to cancel." And a lot of people do press 1 and they lose lots of money. The scam has been going on for 18 months. Luckily, when these scammers call, I'm at home and have recording equipment that I can sit down and frustrate them and record it for our enjoyment. But on this particular occasion, the scammer didn't just hang up the phone. No, they struck back. So if you've never actually went through one of these scam calls, you probably got it, but you never was actually talking to someone on the phone. They try and get you to download an application on your phone called AnyDesk. It's a legitimate application. It's used for working remotely, accessing computers. So this is where we start, with them trying to get me to download an app from the App Store on my iPhone. It's the attack back of the scammer. Part one.
The blue color application with a capital A on it. The App Store.
Yeah, Apple Store. Yeah, perfect.
Yes, Apple Store. Okay. Yes. Just open up your Apple Store.
Yeah. Okay. So now, shop, MacBook Air with M2 chip, iPhone 13 Pro, Pro Mac, Apple Store, yeah?
Sir, you might have opened up your App Store, okay? Look at your home screen, okay? Go back to your regular home screen. Have you opened up your home screen? Now look over there. It will be comes up with the blue color application with a capital A on it.
Oh,
App Store.
Poor scammer getting thick with me. How dare they? We move to part two, where the application they want me to download is AnyDesk. AnyDesk. Time for phonetic alphabet to be whipped out.
ANY. A for alpha, N for November, Y for yellow.
Y for yellow.
Then D as in dictator.
Dictator. What dictator? Are we talking Hitler, Mussolini, Putin?
Dictator.
Dictator.
You can say the Hitler.
Okay, the Hitler. So A-N-Y-H.
A-N-Y, D for delta.
Oh, D for delta.
D for dictator.
Okay. So you don't. All right. Sorry, I got confused. I thought you meant H for like Hitler, but you mean like D. A N Y D. This is the part I have to warn you about.
Okay.
It gets very cursy, and I say some things to the scammer that, if I was to say to you, Fionnuala, or any normal human being, they would be revolting. But you must understand, this is a psychological game of warfare. So anything goes.
You stand over what you said.
This person has taken money from innocent people from all over the world in Ireland. Might have took money from your grandmother.
Possibly.
So I am at odds to say anything. I wanted to find out their name, and I wanted to use their name against them. And this is the part where they strike back. So if there are little ears, be warned, there is cursing, it's bleeped, but alas, it's time. Sorry, I didn't even get your name. I'm Dave, by the way.
Oh, okay. My name is Aris. My name is Aris Christian.
Aaron?
Aris. It's an A-R-E-S, Aris.
Oh, Aris. I never met an Aris before. Where's that name from?
I'm sorry?
Where's that name from?
Well, that name came from my mother. My mother gave me that name.
And is your mother still alive?
No. My mom is not alive at the moment.
Good, because otherwise she'd have to live knowing that you're a f***ing scamming c***. And you're a h***, heiress.
You are a h***, too. You're a mother f***.
Wow.
I know that you are wasting my time.
Heiress, yeah, of course I'm wasting your time, you f***ing idiot. Why would you think I wouldn't waste your time scamming people?
Okay.
It doesn't end there. It went on for another 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
Here's the scammer wanted to repent and tell us why he scams, why he takes money from innocent people, why he tells people that his mother is no longer with him when she is still alive. Not alive at the moment. It is iRadio. It's Dave and Fionnuala. And after that, brief, calming break. Scamming scumbags. They won't stop ringing my phone. To be honest, I'm enjoying it now. If they rang every day, I'd answer every day.
You're making new friends, isn't it? Well, not in this case, but yeah.
Yesterday after the Tuesday quiz, there was a question on Greek mythology. The reason it was question number 10 was because it was quite a difficult one. Who is the Greek god of war? Eris. Who is the scammer that rang yesterday? What do they call themselves? Eris, the Greek god of war. Also a comic book character. We'll leave that aside for now. I've insulted their family. I've insulted them. I've called them every name under the sun. And then they repent. Eris, I hope you meet karma, because karma will fuck you up real good for scamming old people from their money.
Okay, bro. I have two words to say. Just two words. Okay?
How much money? How much money do you make? How much money do you make doing this?
Well, you can say around 1,800 euros a month. I have two words to say. First of all, I have done engineering and I don't get a job on my country. And the second thing is that I have to do this for 2 or maybe 4 months. And that's it. And after that, I will leave this job.
Yeah, but why would that make people feel any sympathy towards you, when you're still scamming? Like, a lot of people can't get jobs, but we don't turn to crime. And it's mostly old people that you're scamming.
I know that. And that's why I will be leaving this job. And after that, I will be fed to the hungry and poor people, to my country, or maybe the stray dogs. Whatever I have money taken out, I will pay to them.
So what age are
you? Well, my age is around 23. I have no allowance to give your real name, but I have a word with you. And I'm really pleased that I have talked with you. Such a nice person, bro.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Have a good day.
Yeah. Don't scam anyone else. Get out now. Luck will come to you. Otherwise, okay, camera might kill you.
All right. Have a good day.
You take it savage handy now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Do you not feel bad at all?
Yeah, I do feel bad.
You don't sound it.
I do feel bad, but the thing is that, bro, I need to survive, right? In this cruel world, I need to survive, right?
Sounds like a good backstory.
Okay, no worry. Take your time. Have a good day.
God will judge us. He will smite us down.
Okay.
Thoughts?
I don't know where to go from there. We can't say what he had just told you in those last couple of minutes was in any way true. As you said, a sob story, it could rightly be.
Yeah, scum.
To think of a 23-year-old, like, that's very young.
Mm.
And as you said, you know, there's primarily people who are that slightly bit more vulnerable that are getting targeted and are losing out because of this.
Yeah, I'd like to correct that. I said mostly old people. Yeah, all ages get scammed, but they do try and prey on people who are older that mightn't have as much experience with technology to get them to download the apps. That's why I said that, but I just, you know, I wasn't going to go through that explanation with him, was I? I was too busy calling him a scumbag.
I'm uneasy after that, to be honest. It's as you said, we've no way of verifying what he told you there. He's obviously not in a position to be completely honest with you. And it's such an indictment of the way things have gone in relation to scam calls.
It is iRadio with Dave and Fionnuala.
iRadio in the afternoon.